All the things you can think, all the things you can think when you're reading news. All the things you can do when you're not sad and blue. You can reach to the sky. Think of runaway dreams, science questions and schemes. You can almost fly. All the things you can think when you're reading news. News, 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 news. You are about to enjoy the March 2007 episode of Musecast. Inside, you will find that this particular podcast is focused on the work of Larry Gonick. Without further ado, we would like to bring you to Musecast number 3. We have interviewed Kiki the Great and Pentatonic about the issue of Put's gender. Here is what they said.
I think he is definitely a boy, because some people might think otherwise, but it seems to me that, number one, the demeanor is male. Number two, a woman wouldn't wear that kind of shirt. Number three, the nose, that is not a female nose. If a female had that nose, they would get plastic surgery. Number four, in Attack of Smart Pies, they say it's a he. Post 198 on January Jubilee Part 2 proves that. and yeah, it's definitely a boy. Except I'm saying it instead of he. But that's just me. Oh my god, I'm a poet and I don't even know it. Oh well. So, yeah, boy, definitely. No argument. Boy, boy, boy. Him. Yeah. Done.
So, do you think Put is a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And I wrote a short essay on Newsblog once for proof, but I don't know where it is, and
many Muse bloggers have been meeting each other. Margaret and Curious and Questioning met at a math competition. Here's what Margaret says about it.
Hi, this is Margaret. I'm a pretty new Muse blogger compared to most of you, but I have already accomplished something very special in my Muse blogging time, and that is I actually met another Muse blogger, which I'm very happy about. Today, I was at a math competition called Math Counts, and I met Curious and Questioning, and she is a very nice girl, and she found me really quick before I found her because I was wearing a pretty obvious skirt, but and she's wearing her Musebug sweatshirt, so it was pretty cool, and I said hi to her, and we exchanged email addresses and talked for a little while. Curious and Questioning, I'm very honored to be able to announce this to you all. Came in second place individually, which is no mean feat considering how psychically, which is the word I just invented, how psychically, insanely quick some of those people are, and I'm very happy to say that I know the person who came in second place.
Anna, I just noticed that you changed your name to Taiwan Hippo Fan with a PH.
Yes.
That is hilarious.
That was Robert's idea because he keeps on saying PHP.
So
I just let him be correct.
Which is strange because the P isn't even close to the F on the keyboard, so he couldn't say, oh well, I just, it was a typo.
My library only has 3 Larry Gonick books. I hate them. They have Cartoon Guide to Genetics, Attack of the Smart Pies, and something else, so I decided to make Cartoon Guide to Genetics. And there's this one page. Let me just find the page. And I'll tell you the page number. I bet you don't. Yeah, page 13 at the top. That looks like Urania so much it's scary. I was just noting that because I was reading it. And then the Egyptian god on page 8 looks suspiciously like Feather. And they talk like them, too. It's really funny. With the beak and the stuff. mooing. Yeah, that's why this book is overdue. I spend too much time looking at the similarities to the muses.
This Musecast is brought to you by the Society of Electric People. The Society for Electric People provides a healthy and loving environment for people with high voltage. We are proud to sponsor the March Musecast.
Thank you for listening to Musecast.